The time is ripe. There's blood and shit on the altar. Everything's dead and I'm just a survivor. Wreckage in a world of wasteland wrecked. We're here with no cause, no past, a history undiscerned, and a future undivined. You may think we're dead, we're beaten, but we, the priests of doubt, the merchants of disaster, know better than any others the strength of life. The bond between a creature and the intelligence behind its existence. Not necessarily a centralized, personified intelligence, as some would wish you to believe, so you could bow to it in guilty, fearful control, but an existence in which we are free, mathematical agents of a universe in which we are happy to dwell and move freely. Creatures of the night, this is death metal. This is what will liberate you. Come with us. Set yourself free in the curse of blissful disharmony.
We'll be right back.
camera pulls away as you die in the acid bath. That was Fucking Repulsion with Acid Bath, a song about how no one really knows as you die. It's meaningless to the end, and you're just left in a stew of your own creation. Before that was Krabathor with Slavery. I believe they're feeling enslaved to life, to staying alive, and so they wrote that sort of maudlin, morbid epic. However, it had some good chunky riffing, so it's in there. We start out with Cataclysm Sorcery, of course. A good, rousing, stomping, get-a-riot-started type tune. Lots of blasting and screaming. Frustration to misery to simple nihilism. Is there no future? There's definitely no hope. This is fucking death metal. The new sadistic intent, back from the grave with more power than ever, that was Ancient Black Earth, the title track from their new EP, announcing their return to the death metal scene as an active force. Before that was Immolation with Despondent Souls from their groundbreaking release Dawn of Possession, which defined the darker side of New Yorkish metal. And of course, starting out that set was a brand new track from Suffocation, off Despise the Sun, that was Devoid of Truth. We continue our brutality on sort of a lesser note, not as intensely pounding and brutally there in your face, but more menacingly abstract, is the music of Atheist. the levity of interconnected creation, as it brings to us a justice we cannot find elsewhere. Somehow there is a great peace in knowing that there is logic. Atheists touch the vein between that and insanity, chaotic and wild and yet so conventionally accepted, while innovative music. That was a little touch of beauty. Next up, we're going to slam into something a little more thunderous, and then we're going to conclude. I appreciate your listening ears. It's been lovely having you here. This has been a presentation of KCUF Radio.